Welcome back to the Audio Academy podcast. I'm your host, Georgie Jameson, and this week, our Summer Shorts podcast looks back at some previously unheard audio from the Crossed Wires Podcast Festival in Sheffield. We'll hear thoughts and reflections from the BBC Sounds Garden, the Loose Lips local podcast stage, BBC Radio Sheffield, and comedian, musician, and podcaster David Eagle. But we start with Livvy Haydock, who is an investigative journalist, reporter, and the presenter of the BBC Sounds podcast, Gangster. The latest series, The Story of Georgie Pye, is out now, and she often gets into some dangerous situations in pursuit of criminals whilst making podcasts. You're telling us you've had some incredible experiences. I mean, not the norm.
Not the norm. I think my friends and family get fed. Nothing shocks them anymore. So I'm like, you won't believe what happened. Oh, yeah.
Do they worry about you?
Do you know what? I think my mum, she used to. And if she'd ring me and say, you're in the UK, I said no, and she'd hang up. But let me know when you're back. But no, I think I've been doing it so long now. I think I've got to come up with something really shocking to get them to raise their eyebrows. Otherwise, it's, oh, great, you've got another drug trafficker. Well done.
You know? You got bitten by a guy.
Yeah, I got bitten by a man in my face in Jamaica.
That's pretty shocking.
It was shocking, actually. I think even the man who did it looked kind of shocked, because I think he was shocked at my response. I don't know what he thought.
What was your response?
Oh, I went nuts. I was furious, because he'd been winding me up all day, to be fair. So all those warning signs, we should have got him out of the way a lot sooner. But you live and you learn. Been through, I've worked in the Congo, Sudan, covered the war on drugs in the Philippines, which is that. That was pretty extraordinary, because every night we'd just wait, and it was tragic. We'd just wait for the police to get the call someone's been shot and killed, mostly by death squads, and we'd just track every single killing. It got to the point we couldn't cover all the killings, and we'd go to scenes when they've just happened, so the mother's there screaming. It was so traumatic, but to tell people that story is so important.
When you're doing this kind of work and these kind of podcasts, how do you look after your own mental health as a journalist covering these stories?
I honestly think that my work has saved my mental health a lot.
Really?
Yeah, I need to be busy. I had a shocking diagnosis about 5 years ago of MS, and that can eat me alive when I sit and think about it. And so putting my head into work is, I think, what keeps me at my best. It's what I know. It's what I feel I'm good at. I'm passionate about it. Nothing's ever the same. And I think it keeps me going. So stopping work, I think, would be the worst thing in the world.
But the kind of work that you do... Yeah. Do you get affected by the killings?
Do you know what? This can sound warped. Dead people don't bother me. Suffering does. So I could never do something on cruelty to animals. I couldn't cope. Or cruelty, suffering to people. Death and things don't. Violence, blood, things. That doesn't get me. What does get to me a bit is watching made-up violence on TV. I find that disturbing, because you think, like, why would you create that? There's enough of it out there, you know? And also watching it, you know what it smells like, or you know what it sounds like when something hits the floor, you know, and so it's a lot. You kind of think, no, that disturbs me more. So watching things like The Purge after I've just done the war on drugs in the Philippines wasn't a good idea.
It's Cross Wires weekend, and it's hot and lovely. Lots of people sitting in deck chairs and having a pint and having a bit of street food. We are outside Coal Brothers at the Fringe Festival, and I was drawn to the purple of BBC local radio. Mia from BBC Radio Sheffield, tell us what you're doing here at Crosswires.
Hi, I'm Mia. I'm a freelancer at BBC Radio Sheffield, and we're basically shouting about all the great things that we do in local radio. So we've got a podcast series all about secret places in South Yorkshire. So we're just meeting the audience, chatting to them, and we've also got our infamous buzzer game, and it's basically the BBC logo. But you can go through it. It's an old sort of school fairground game.
And it will buzz if you touch the wire.
Yeah, it won't electrocute you, it'll just buzz you. And you go through it, and if you win, you can get a pen. And it's just a great chance to talk to people. Obviously, it's a free event. So there's loads of different people from different backgrounds. It's so nice just to put faces to names. I've met a couple of listeners as well, which has been so nice.
It's always lovely to meet listeners. And they get such a thrill from meeting people from their local station, don't they? People they've spoken to on the phone or here on their radio.
Yeah. So lovely. I met these two listeners who the show that I work on, they text in it all the time. It was so lovely.
And tell me about podcasts as well. You mentioned one about secret places in South Yorkshire, but you've got some, are they coasters going on there?
We've got beer mats.
Nice. Tell us about this, because this was a session earlier today, wasn't it?
So our afternoon show with Toby Foster goes across the region, across Yorkshire, and he's got a podcast called Toby Foster's Yorkshire Podding.
See what he's done there.
And so we've had a live recording of that with a special guest. And it's just so nice to... Local radio exists on BBC Sounds, obviously on radio, and on social media. So it's, again, meeting new people. People came to see him and found out about the podcast, so new listeners from there. So it's really great.
And how important do you think something like Crosswires is for podcasting and also for Sheffield?
I think it's a great thing to be in Sheffield. We're such a cultural hub, and I think it's such a big event to be here and for people to come to the city to see what podcasts are being made here. Obviously, we've got a huge podcast studio literally down the road.
Yeah.
So it's so nice. It's based here. A couple of celebrities about. I've seen Harriet from The Traitors, I'm pretty sure, or a doppelganger.
Ooh.
At one point. I mean, they did have Traitors Uncloaked, so it would track that she was here. But I didn't go up to her because I'm too cool for that. I wouldn't interrupt her, but she was somewhere. She was lurking.
We just watched Don't Say a Word, David Eagle, comedian and folk singer. You also have a podcast. Well, I have a very strange connection to Teesside.
Oh, yeah?
So you used to go on with Bob Fisher.
I know. We know Bob very well. And I grew up listening to Bob. Absolutely wonderful. Yeah, and then... So we became good friends as well. So that's brilliant.
Yes,
that's what's really
too.
Weird about this is when you kind of like listen to people from your childhood.
Yeah.
And like you're there and you listen to them on the radio and they're like celebrities, and then all of a sudden you become like really good friends with them. And I know to a lot of people, like a radio presenter doing like BBC local radio wouldn't be like the biggest thing, but when you're a child and when you're a teenager and you're growing up with these people, it's like massive, you know.
Yeah.
Same with like Radio 4 comedians, like some of the Sheffield's very own Tom Wrigglesworth. The fact that then we become like really good friends is absolutely brilliant. But I listened to him when I was like in my 20s on Radio 4, and now I'm like, oh, now we're having a drink.
It's brilliant. It's a lovely thing. I think that's the intimacy of radio and now podcasting, that you feel you know these people. Then when you do get to know them, it's amazing.
Yeah, you know something, George, when I was doing a gig recently and a podcast listener came up, introduced themselves, said, "Hi, I'm Andy." Another person came up called Fiona, and she said, "Oh, you listen to the podcast as well, Andy." And they immediately just embraced each other spontaneously. And it's like, I don't know if it was like a cry for help. They were just clinging on to each other. But I just think it's lovely that they listen to our podcast and so immediately just assume, oh, we've got a connection, even though they've never met before.
Yeah. Loose Lips at Leah's Yard, and I'm with the host. What's your name? And tell us, what is Loose Lips?
My name's Dom. I'm the host today. Well, over the weekend.
Yeah.
Loose Lips is a stage, it's like a section of the festival which brings different voices, brings different ideas, brings different conversations and podcasts to an open audience, really. So.
And they're local, aren't they?
So, yeah, it's mostly the kind of grassroots kind of community.
And I think that's really important for this festival, because you've got some big names going on, but then to have this as well, grassroots podcasts, I would say smaller podcasts, but Paul's podcast is massive. He was telling me he's got a big fan base in America.
Yeah, it's crazy. I think it's the importance of almost like having representation for the local grassroots communities. It's massively important, especially when you've got quite big names across the festival. Programming's great. Yeah, I mean, Dave, when I was speaking to Dr. Dave, he's actually in a Sky documentary at the moment, Alien Encounters. And I was like, wow, yes. So, yeah, it's brilliant. The audience seemed to love it.
And all free, this bit, isn't it, as well?
Yeah, it's all free.
I love Leeds Yard. It's nice.
Yeah, it's really nice. It's really aesthetically pleasing. You've got Barks Wines, you've got the BBC Hub.
Yeah, lovely bookshop there.
Great bookshop, you know what I mean? It's really nice. It's really like... That's a community.
Have you enjoyed about hosting this weekend here in Leah's Yard?
I just think there's conversations. Even us now, just being able to meet yourself and just hear different stories. Yeah, I just love that.
And something I'm asking lots of people on the podcast this week is, what's a podcast you enjoy listening to that you could recommend to everyone?
Tom Rosenthal, Strangers on a Bench. I love that podcast. I absolutely love it. Please, if you get a minute, I mean, it's only like 20-minute segments, but it's brilliant. He literally just asks people in the park or on the bench if it's okay, if he has a conversation with them. Beautiful, absolutely beautiful. So organic.
I'm at the BBC Sounds Garden, where there are lots of headphones behind me and photo booth over there and lots of really comfy deck chairs that I've just been chilling out in. Who am I with?
Yeah, so my name's Josie and I'm with my colleague Kaylee. So we set up this activation for BBC Sounds as kind of like a public activation space. We take it to a number of festivals and across the year. So we take it to Crosswires, Radio 1's Big Weekend, Radio 2 in the Park, a bit of public outreach. We also have a number of events happening here across the weekend. I've got meet and greets with some of the talent who are doing all the different shows. Yeah, it's a really great, really great space.
What can people hear on the headphones?
So we've got three channels. As it's the Radio 4 Crosswires BBC Sounds Fringe, we've got live Radio 4. We've also got snippets from some of our most loved podcasts on BBC Sounds. We also have music mixes, which are kind of BBC Sounds music mixes created by music lovers.
What kind of people have come up to the stand so far? You know, what kind of questions have you had about BBC Sounds and podcasts?
So we've had a real range of people. Some people are here obviously for Crosswires and they're going to shows that, you know, are happening across the weekend, very engaged podcast fans. But we also have a lot of people who perhaps haven't heard of BBC Sounds. They want to know what it is, what we offer, particularly young people who are an audience that we are really trying to attract to BBC Sounds and show them that we have a lot of young skewing content and young, fun, engaging stuff that could be for them. So yeah, it's really great to kind of engage with people who perhaps don't know what we do, don't realise what we have on offer, all the radio, like Radio 1, Radio 1 Extra, and all the podcasts and stuff that we have on platform.
Yeah, I just heard someone come up and say, oh yeah, well, I listen to Radio 1 all the time, I love Greg James, but I don't think they knew so much about sounds and podcasts.
No, exactly, that's exactly it. I think a lot of people have heard of Radio 1, particularly young people, and that's why things like Radio 1's Big Weekend are so important for our kind of younger audiences and an opportunity to showcase the best of what we have on offer. Podcasts like Jack Saunders' New Music Show, Greg James' All Day Breakfast, loads of true crime podcasts. We've actually got Anushka coming in to do a meet and greet in the Science Garden this afternoon, and she's the host of Fame Under Fire, which is, yeah, it's a great podcast and really kind of digs beneath the surface of some of the people in the fame world who are super interesting.
And you've got your massive deck chairs going on out the front.
They're brilliant.
I love them. I dare get in them because I won't get out.
No, it is a bit like that when you get in on it. Great photo opportunity though. Yeah. I mean, they're a great feature on your Instagram.
A big thank you to everyone who chatted to me at Crosswires this year in Sheffield. The podcast festival is back for 2027 from the 1st to the 4th of July. Go to crosswires.live for more details. Festival tickets are on sale now for the Audio Academy Festival on the 1st of October. Check out the amazing guest speakers we have announced already on the website audioacademy.org.uk/festival. While we share with you our summer shorts, we're planning a new season of podcasts for the autumn. Who and what would you like to hear in future Audio Academy podcasts? You can let me know by sending me an email at podcast@audioacademy.org.uk. Please like and subscribe to the Audio Academy podcast wherever you get your pods. We'd be really grateful. Thank you. Next week, we're back with full episodes again, and we start by meeting our MD, Aradhna Tile Leach, with her thoughts on the future for the Audio Academy. I'll see you next week.